Good morning. Welcome back to the RevScale Media Daily Brief. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Priya. Quick one today. Five stories. Let's move.
We've got a $600 million fitness deal, a childcare refinancing, and a new president at Koala Insulation. Let's get into it.
All right. First up, Pathlight Learning.
Backed by Taurus Capital, they just bought four Primrose schools in Omaha and signed on for 11 more across five states.
Second deal since Taurus took a stake last year. This is roll-up energy.
Exactly. And staff stay in place at the Omaha schools. So what? Expect fewer open Primrose territories, more consolidation among capitalized operators.
Segment 2. Hyrox just sold.
L. Catterton leads a consortium buying majority control from Infront, valuing Hyrox near $600 million.
Founders stay in. Jeffrey Katzenberg's WonderCo stays in, too.
Right. No operational shakeup planned. So what? Affiliate gyms. Keep doing what you're doing. The investment's coming to events and content, not your day-to-day.
Next, Koala Insulation names a new president.
Joel Worthington, 20 years across Neighborly and Dreammaker, now leading Koala under Empower Brands.
He's owned a franchise himself. That matters.
It does. So what? Multi-brand platforms are recruiting cross-brand leaders now, not just promoting internally. Worth watching if you're evaluating home services brands.
Okay, story 4, and it's a big number. KinderCare Real Estate.
A Milk and Linked REIT just closed $650 million refinancing on 549 KinderCare properties across 37 states.
Meanwhile, KinderCare stock fell almost 50% on weak enrollment.
Wild split, right? So what? Lenders still trust daycare real estate even when the operator's struggling. Structure matters as much as unit economics.
Last one. And it's a nice, grounded story. Always best care in central Indiana.
Ryan and Ashley Mitchell are expanding their senior care territory into Johnson County, building off referral relationships from their Terre Haute base.
No new market risk, just filling in the map.
So what? Growth doesn't always mean a new brand or city. Sometimes it's just proving your existing territory can scale sideways.
All right, that's the brief. Standout story for me is Hyrox. $600 million on an affiliate model is not nothing.
Agreed. Watch for more private equity moves in fitness and childcare real estate next week.
Read the full stories at RevScale Media and subscribe to the newsletter for the daily recap.
Thanks for riding along this morning. We'll be back tomorrow.
Have a great day, everyone.